Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to part three of our series of podcasts on the 2014 AVN Award nominations. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Thank you for visiting RogReviews.com for all your adult news and reviews needs. This series of podcasts is about the AVN Awards and the voting process. I can go back to number one to hear the overview on how this is done. I am a voter. They have given me permission to go ahead and talk about it and the process some of you find kind of interesting. Please note the feedback button at the bottom of this page, or drop me an email, Rog@RogReviews.com, if you'd like to ask a question, comment, make any suggestions on format or topics. If you want to talk about who you thought got left out or who you think should win different awards, go ahead in text form or shoot it over to me and I will read it. For now, we're going to pick up. You can go to avnawards.avn.com/page/3 or just find nominees. We're down about six categories to Best Art Direction. Once again, keep in mind, I'm not going to reveal my votes in most cases, just sort of give you a guideline as to what I think some of the top contenders are. Maybe reveal my votes once in a while. Also, remember, this is a weighted voting system. I did find out, I started voting, the number of nominees in each category, let's say 10 or 15, first place gets that many points. So if there's 15, a first place vote is worth 15 points, a second 14, and so on down. So it does matter in which order we place these. We're starting now with Best Art Direction. There are actually some good ones this time around. Beyond Fucked, A Zombie Odyssey from Smash Pictures, Clerks XXX from Vivid, Code of Honor Digital Playground, Evil Head, Burning Angel, Grease XXX from Adam and Eve, Lone Ranger from Extreme Comics, Madison's Mad Circus from Kelly Madison, Man of Steel XXX, Vivid, Not the Wizard of Oz, X-Play, Perfect Secretary 3 from Adam and Eve, Show No Mercy, Wicked, Superman vs. Spider-Man XXX, Vivid, This Ain't Star Trek XXX 3 in 3D from Hustler, Underworld from Wicked, and The Walking Dead, a hardcore parody. So notice that's three zombie movies, Beyond Fucked, Evil Head, and Walking Dead. All three very good, by the way. This category, though, to me comes down to Underworld, which is kind of Wicked's massive hit for the year. It's going to win a bunch of awards. If I were betting, I'd bet on that one. And it's excellent in this category. Fantastic, totally deserving. Also of note, both Wizard of Oz and Grease from Adam and Eve will write parodies. I think for art direction, I would go art direction. I might go Wizard of Oz of those two. And This Ain't Star Trek XXX 3 was really well done in this regard also. So some strong categories. I think Underworld's going to win pretty much everything it's nominated for, though. It's a movie we'll be talking about a lot. Our next category is one that sometimes I vote in, sometimes I don't. Depends on how many I get a chance to see. Best BDSM Release. I don't see a lot of these during the course of the year because the BDSM companies don't send a whole lot. Severe Society does, and I see a lot of their stuff. But I do try and watch as much of it as I can. This year, some stuff stands out. There was a movie, Get My Belt, from Kelly Madison, which was a BDSM-themed from Kelly and Ryan Madison that was very high-end and quite popular. What else have I seen this year? The submission of Emma Marx from New Sensations, really, really good. Whipped Ass from Kink, now that they're being distributed by Jules Jordan, a lot of people saw that. Also, Hogtied from Kink is on there. Kink, of course, does some pretty great stuff. Haven't seen the rest of these, of course. I do have here to watch Cheerleaders in Bondage from Crown Jewel, because obviously, you know, hey, what could be better than cheerleaders all tied up and vulnerable? Severe Society did get on here. Sadistic Mother-in-Law 2, I have that here to review. Haven't seen that one yet. Obedient School from Kevin Moore, Evil Angel. There are some major studios here. New Sensations, we mentioned. Evil Angel with Obedient School. Also Philly Films, 50 Shades of Dylan Ryan. So there's more of a crossover now than there used to be. I think that kind of has improved the overall quality of some of the BDSM movies. But I know a lot of people still like sort of the rough around the edges stuff that we get from the genre. Now we're moving into the body part oriented awards for release series and for release and series. Best Big Bust release, for example. I'm kind of surprised we have not seen a Best Big Bust performer, but I guess that would be a little tough to define. I mean, I guess maybe they think they can define BBW a little more easily than Big Bust. But Best Big Bust release, number of titles here. Brazzers has a bunch. Baby Got Boobs 11, Big Tits at Work 19, Big Tits in Sports 11, all three from Brazzers. Vince Voyer's Young Ripe Melons 11, I liked a lot. Titterific 28 from Immoral and Pure Play. It's Porno Dan. Kelly Madison's World Famous Tits 4. Kelly Madison, of course, has amazing big natural breasts. Bra Busters 4 from Jules Jordan, another good one. Big Tit Centerfolds from Kevin Moore. Big Tit Fanatic from Elegant Angel. Big Naturals 29 from Reality Kings. Wow, there's a lot of good stuff on here. Front Runner. Lex's Breast Fest from Lexington Steel Evil Angel. I'm tempted to say Young Ripe Melons 11 has an outside shot, but it looks like there's a lot of stuff. Bra Busters 4 from Jules Jordan. Yeah, that one in Big Tit Centerfolds. Maybe. Best Big Bust Series. Big and Real from David Perry, Evil Angel. Love that series. Natural European Girls. Big Naturals from Reality Kings. Obviously Naturals. Then Brazzers, Big Tits at Work and at School. Love both of those series. And Big Tits in Uniform, also from Brazzers. Big Tit Boss from Reality Kings. Big Tits Round Asses from Bang Bros. Like that. It's been a while since I've seen some of those. Hopefully I'll get some to review. Bra Busters from Jules Jordan is a great Gonzo series. Hustlers Busty Beauties, Extreme Naturals from Reality Kings, My Girlfriend's Busty Friend from Naughty America. Need to get Naughty America stuff to see those. Stacked Amateurs from Platinum Media, Titterific from Immoral Pure Play. Those, of course, are live shows, which is kind of cool. Titty Cream Pies from Kevin Moore and Top Heavy Tarts from Rodney Vision. My favorite series from there would be between Big Tits in Uniform from Brazzers and Bra Busters from Jules Jordan. Those are my two favorites from that really, really strong field. Wow. Love the big boobs. And from big boobs, we go to big butts. Also, surprised we have not seen a Best Big Butt Performer category yet. What exactly would qualify big, though? That, I guess, again, with breasts, same thing. Best Big Butt Release. These, of course, have become much more popular of late, although the big breast is kind of coming back as well as a genre. I think maybe the big ass popularity has allowed for girls with curves, which, of course, brings in bigger boobs. Best Release. Ass Worship 14 from Jules Jordan. Easily one of the best ass series ever. There's some other ones too. Battle of the Asses 5 from Elegant was good. Big Wet Asses 22 from Elegant Angel was fantastic also. You know, honestly though, I still have a couple more to watch. Monster Curse 21 from Reality Kings, that's always a good butt series. But Jules shoots great, great ass stuff, and Ass Worship 14 was another fantastic movie. Best Big Butt Series, 40 Ounce Booty Bounce from Porn Pros, Amazing Asses from Immoral. Ass Masterpiece, Naughty America, Ass Parade, Bang, Ass Woman, now from West Coast Productions. Haven't seen that series. I'll have to find that in the boxes. Big Butts Like It Big from Brazzers, great series. Big Wet Butts from Brazzers. Booty Scream from Pumper. Booty Talk from West Coast Crack Fuckers, Kevin Moore, Buttman, Evil Angel, like that one. Monster Curves, Reality King, I like that one. And Fat Ass White Girls from Morally Corrupt. That's a pretty good series, too. Ass Masterpiece from Naughty America is really good here, but honestly, Big Butts Like It Big is pretty damn hot from Brazzers, if you're going to pick a best one. The next category is honestly one of the toughest one every year. Best Boy-Girl Sex Scene. So, I mean, now imagine all of the porn that's out there that any critic gets to watch. All the movies, all the genres, all the niches, and then to boil it down to one single sex scene. Best boy-girl sex scene. Really tough category. Breaking Bad XXX, Kimberly Kane, Alec Knight is on there. I remember that scene. It was pretty good. Cuties 4, Mia Malkova, Manuel Ferrara. That was very good. Dark Perversions 2, Kelly Madison, Casey Calvert, and Ryan Madison. Deep Pussy from Darko, Skin Diamond and Prince Joshua, Mandingo Massacre 6, Riley Reid and Mandingo. That was a very memorable scene because, of course, Riley is petite, Mandingo's huge, hot scene. Planting Seeds 3, Christy Mack and Tony Rivas. Christy Mack is one to watch, folks. Very, very hot. Danny Daniels and James Dean in Skin Tight. Good scene. Not the most energetic on this list, but very well shot, and I liked it. Temptation of Eve's back here on this list with Bailey Blue's Xander Corvus. To Live and Fuck in L.A. from Brazzers. Christian Price and Kieran Lee, their first scene. Pretty good. Top Bottoms from Jules Jordan. Annika Albright, Manuel Ferrara. Wolverine. Andy Sandimas, Tommy Gunn. Wow. Off the top of my head, the Mandingo Massacre scene, Riley Reid, Mandingo, was probably my favorite on this list. Again, what makes it the best? The intensity, how memorable it is, how hot the performers are, how hot they are for each other. All these things go into a best scene. It's a really hard thing. There's so much going on here. I guess for me, the first thing that I look for is, do I remember it? Does it stand out as being good so much so that I remember it weeks or months later? So maybe that's kind of why I'd go with the scenes that I mentioned. All right, we got time for a couple more. The next one, Best Cinematography. This is always good, too, because it's something that, again, I watch so many movies that I do notice when something stands out as being particularly good. I appreciate it. On this list, Cabaret Desire from New Sensations, Devil on a Chain from Vivid, Eternal Passion from Erotica X. My friend Alex Ladd shot that along with Mason. Evil Head, Burning Angel, Fashionable Fuckers from Harmony, Four Rooms, Los Angeles from Honest Babe Philly Films, Get My Belt from Kelly Madison, Girl Squared from Digital Playground, The Hooker Experience from Kevin Moore, The Ingenious from Mark Dorcel, Intimate Encounters 3 from Adam and Eve, Man of Steel, Triple X, Axel Braun, Sexpionage, The Drake Chronicles from Wicked, Temptation of Eve, New Sensations, and Underworld, Wicked. Let's just pencil in Underworld from Wicked for another brilliant, brilliant job. But Devil on a Chain, I just watched from Vivid, very nicely shot. Really liked it. Also liked the way Kevin shot The Hooker Experience. Very different from his usual gonzo stuff. Some good stuff here, but honestly, I think Underworld is probably going to walk away with another statue. Best Comedy. Now, this does not include parodies. So, you know, sometimes you're reaching a little bit, but, you know. Adventures in Eden, Adam and Eve, Band, Sluts, Burning Angel, funny movie. Blondes Do It Better, Burning Angel, Bridesmaids from Digital Playground, Clown Porn, called the parody, Blue Circus, Divorcees, Wicked Picture, I liked, Hotel Notel, Wicked, Just Visiting Wicked, Measure X, Zero Tolerance, very topical and political and funny, Secrets of Sex Island, Adam and Eve, Sexpionage, The Drake Chronicles, and Sexy Citizen from Digital Playground. There are a few... notice a couple Digital Playground ones, including Bridesmaids, which I loved, and then a lot of Wicked stuff. I really like Divorcees. Have not quite seen Clown Porn yet. Definitely want to, primarily because Mika Tan is in there. So I have not quite seen enough to complete my ballot here. But Bridesmaids was very, very good. So was Divorcees. Measure X was cute, too. But I think one of those two probably wins. Band Sluts was cool, too. There's some cool stuff here. Last one, Best Continuing Series. Come Glaze from Vince Voyer, really like that series. Filthy Family from Reality Junkies, that's very interesting. A little edgy, kind of, you know, pseudo-incest, cool, naughty stuff. Gang Bang from Elegant Angel, I really, really like. I Am from Porn Star Empire. One of my favorite things about some of the new stuff now is the star vehicle. I Am is a great, great star vehicle from Porn Star Empire. I Know That Girl from Mofos, Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, very good instructional series. Lust Unleashed from Pure Passion, Massage Creep from Porn Pros, have not seen that yet, but have one here to watch, starring Lisa Ann, so that should be good. No Limits from Zero Tolerance, Oil Overload from Jules Jordan Video, fantastic. Porn Stars Like It Big from Brazzers, very good series. Skip Trace from Digital Playground, Slutty and Sluttier from Manuel Ferrara, another one of my favorites. The Swinger from Sweet Sinner, kind of a nice... semi-feature stuff from them, and Tonight's Girlfriend from Naughty America, which sort of plays, well, not sort of, it does play off the whole prostitute fantasy. Some very good porn here. I just listed a bunch of really good ones. If you have not seen them, you should check out some of them. Picking a favorite would be tough. Really loved Gang Bang. Gangbang from Elegant Angel. Love that series. Oil Overload from Jules is good. Porn Stars Like It Big, fantastic. Slutty and Sluttier, there's four. And I really kind of like Tonight's Girlfriend. So there's kind of your top five. That is it for now. Volume 3. Stay tuned for Volume 4. Thank you all for listening. Please, once again, drop a comment. Follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. You can leave me a message there. If you have any questions, requests, comments, whatever, drop me a line, roger@rogerreviews.com. All the usual stuff. Thank you very much for AVN for making this possible. And if you're listening and you're a nominee, hey, shoot something over. A picture. Well, if you're a girl, send a picture. We can talk about you as we're going over the nominations, and I'll post it on the page. Thanks very much. Have a great one.